Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's take a look at yesterday's games in the NBA. Another pair of home teams winning. The Mavs knot up their series with the Suns, and the Sixers do the same against the Miami Heat. Luka finished with 26 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds, and the Mavericks were lifted by the contributions of their role players. Jalen Brunson scored 18, Dorian Finney-Smith chipped in 24, and the Mavericks got 36 off their bench. The Suns have struggled to get things going offensively while in Dallas, scoring their two lowest totals of the postseason over the past two games. Chris Paul was only good for 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting. In the other Sunday contest, Jimmy Butler did his best to put the Heat on his back, but to no avail, Butler scored 40 points in the Heat loss. The Sixers got the job done with a total team effort on Sunday. Every starting player for Philadelphia scored in double figures, and James Harden paced the group with 31 points, his first 30-point performance since March 29th. Two more games on tap tonight in the NBA. The Bucks host the Celtics at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and the Warriors host the Grizzlies at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. Milwaukee sits as a 1-point favorite at the time of this recording, with the total up to 212. Chris Middleton remains out with a knee injury. In the late game, Golden State is favored by 10, with the total sitting at 224.5. Golden State won the last game by 30, with Saturday's total finishing up and around 254, something to keep in mind for tonight. As far as injuries go, we have a pretty big one. Ja Morant is listed as doubtful. Memphis coach Taylor Jenkins indicated yesterday that Morant is unlikely to play in Game 4 after sustaining a knee injury during Saturday's Game 3 matchup, so his doubtful designation is not surprising. If Morant is ultimately held out, Tyus Jones would likely draw the start. In baseball news, Reds veteran Joey Votto is a couple of days away from returning after a bout on the COVID list, and Carlos Correa of the Twins will miss more action early on this week after taking a fastball to the knuckles a few games back. Here are a couple of names to keep an eye out for on your MLB waiver wires, according to our RotoWire crew. Let's start in the American League. 23-year-old catcher MJ Melendez from the Royals will be a hot pickup. Third baseman Yandy Diaz of the Rays. Starting pitcher Ryan Yarbrough, also of the Rays. And Josh Winder, starting pitcher, all part of that youth movement in Minnesota that seems to be working so well for the team. In the National League, Chad Kuhl of the Rockies, who's starting the year with a 1.82 ERA. Starting pitcher Wade Miley of the Cubs on his way back after throwing 4 shutout innings in AAA ball. And relief pitcher Dylan Florio of the Marlins, who are currently the number 2 team in the NL East. First baseman Rowdy Tellez of the Brewers, also someone to keep an eye on this week, who had the week of his life last week, accounting for 8 RBIs in 1 appearance alone. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.